As the Israeli-Palestinian conflict exploded into violence last October, two boys from the Israeli Arab village of Sakhnin were killed by Israeli police. Grieving residents didn't know it at the time, but their village was about to become the scene of a more optimistic story. It came from a group of girls with a soccer ball. NPR's Peter Kenyon prepared this report.
On a hot August morning, the wind whips across the one grass playing field in Sakhnin, a town of 25,000 north of Nazareth. Like many Arab-Israeli villages, Sakhnin feels neglected, even in peaceful times, and economically strangled since the Palestinian uprising against Israel began last fall. The one respite is athletics. Sakhnin loves sports. Even so, when one of the junior high schools suggested starting a girls' soccer team, some eyebrows were raised. Football, as it's called here, is not seen as a proper feminine activity by conservative Arabs. One of the players, Asma, says through a translator that at first she was forbidden from joining the team.
My mom said yes, no problem. The father was against because he thinks that this game is not for girls. It's very tough. It's not, you know, nice, soft game. I tried to speak with him more than one time. He said no, no, no. Then me and mom, we united and we convinced him that this is what I like to do.
After some debate, the parents agreed that having their teenagers on the football field was better than having them on the streets. Once they got over their surprise at having a girls' soccer team, the people of Sakhnin were in for another shock. These girls could play. The goalie who just stopped that shot is Renine, the captain and guiding spirit of the team. With an open smile and a confident gaze, she says when she found out there was a girls' football team, it was very cool. And the girls were determined to make the most of it.
There's just one thing very good in the team that we play, you know, like a man, you know? They very hard.
In a place where opportunities for young women to excel are rare, football became a driving passion. The team trained relentlessly, graduating from the knee-skinning asphalt outside the school to a piece of the one grass field in town. Last fall, as hopes for a normal life collapsed amid renewed violence, the girls from Sakhnin pushed themselves even harder. Teams from larger, better-equipped schools found themselves out-hustled, out-fought, and outscored. Even the powerhouse team that had beaten Sakhnin the year before, from the Golda Meir school in Holon, began to worry. When the semifinal match was scheduled, the Holon principal refused to come to Sakhnin. She said it was too dangerous. Sakhnin was forced to swallow its pride and play the match in a nearby Jewish town. By this time, all of Sakhnin was talking about the showdown with the team named after the former prime minister who once said, "There is no Palestinian people." In a heart-stopping game, ace forward Mazen Tarabi scored twice, and Renine blocked a penalty kick to give Sakhnin a 2-1 victory. One game later, they were national champions. And in this complicated country, that brought a whole new dilemma. Early on, it had been decided that whoever won the championship would take part in the Maccabiah, the Jewish Olympics. Since 1932, with a few interruptions for wars, Jews from all over the world have competed in the Maccabiah. It's an openly political, pro-Zionist event designed to encourage Jews to emigrate to Israel and help establish the homeland. And now the parents of Sakhnin, Israeli Arabs neglected by the Jewish government and caught in the squeeze of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, were being asked to send their daughters to represent Israel in the Jewish Games. One father, Ali Zabidat, flatly forbid his daughter to go. The fundamentalist Islamic movement printed leaflets denouncing any move by Sakhnin to participate as shameful. But for the girls, none of that mattered. This was football. This was what they lived for. Sakhnin resident Hassan Bashir says in the end, community pride and love of sport outweighed politics. Everyone was surprised, he said, that after October, when our two boys were killed in the riots, that an Arab team would be in the Maccabiah. I was shocked, because even in sport we are discriminated against. If we go to a Jewish town, the fields are better, the equipment newer. But we are here, they can't get rid of us, and we will try to find a way to live with respect and dignity. And so this July, when the Maccabiah opening ceremonies were held, the Arab girls from Sakhnin marched along with some 3,000 Jewish athletes from around the world.
Shalom Bar Israel. Willkommen Belchim.
For Renine, it was pure exhilaration, the prospect of competition at the highest level. And even though the official program listed their match as Israel versus the United States, she knew she was representing Sakhnin and the Arab minority in Israel.
It was very, very, you know, very cool. Mm-hmm. It was magnificent, you know.
Yeah, and you didn't mind the speeches and some of the politics?
No, they can speak what they want.
Yeah,
I don't mind. They can speak. We came just first word and we play.
In the end, the U.S. team proved too strong, but Renine and her teammates were still national champions, and they were eager to train even harder to reach the next level of excellence. In Sakhnin, there are clouds on the horizon. Followers of the Islamic movement may try to take control of the municipal government. If that happens, girls' football would soon be history. The team's backers dismiss such talk. One player told an Israeli paper that the fundamentalists are prehistoric. If they don't want girls to play football, she said, let them go to Iran. Renine's dreams include becoming an English teacher and, of course, playing football. She says next year she may move to Tel Aviv because the coach of the great Hapoel Tel Aviv team wants her to play there. But this year she'll play for Sakhnin. The gear may be old, the field overplayed and worn. But between these lines, these girls have a chance to be the best. Not Arabs, not Israelis, not girls. Just the best. For a young Arab girl growing up in Israel, it may be the closest thing to a level playing field she'll ever see. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Sakhnin.